This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. The EPA's controversial plan to build a PCB disposal site in Berkshire County is the subject of several proposals on the town meeting agenda in Lee, Massachusetts tonight. As New England Public Media's Nancy Cohen reports, residents of other towns are taking a similar strategy.
Lenox held a special town meeting outside on Saturday.
And it's after 1 o'clock and we do have a quorum, so I'm going to call this meeting to order.
Citizens wanted to advise the Board of Selectmen to rescind their support of EPA's cleanup plan of the Housatonic River. Lenox's proposal and others in Great Barrington and Lee grew out of citizen opposition to an agreement by representatives of five cities and towns near the river, along with the EPA, some environmental groups, and General Electric. The company contaminated the river with PCBs. The agreement calls for shipping sediment containing higher levels of PCBs to a facility out of state, but the lower levels would be at a disposal site in Lee, just across the river from Lenoxdale. Speaking at the Lenox town meeting, resident Deborah Kelly says the voters did not have a say.
This is a horrible solution for all of us in Berkshire County, but especially for the residents of Lenoxdale and Lee. The total lack of transparency demonstrated in this process is really hard to comprehend, let alone accept. The insanity of this is that GE, the polluter, wins.
Ed Lane is a member of the Lenox Select Board, which unanimously approved the agreement. He says his home is close to the disposal site.
I live about 2,300 feet away, but I believe in science, I believe in technology, I believe in engineering, and this is going to be a dump with very low-level toxins in it. It's going to be overbuilt, so I feel perfectly safe living next to that.
But by a slim majority, voters disagreed, advising the select board to rescind their support of the cleanup deal. Lenox is due to get $25 million from GE. The town attorney said the agreement is a signed contract, and if the town were to attempt to pull out of it, Lenox could be sued. Meanwhile, in the neighborhood in Lee near the disposal site, signs declaring no PCB dump dot front lawns. Resident Janice Castagnero-Brame, who grew up in that neighborhood, says the whole town should get to vote on the disposal site.
It's not healthy. It's not right. I feel, you know, we could vote on plastic bags, but we couldn't vote on a toxic dump, which is ridiculous. And I think the selectmen should listen to the people who they're representing and rescind this deal.
Lee selectman Patricia Carlino represented the town in the negotiations with GE. She says originally she vowed to lay down on the ground before any construction started on a dump in Berkshire County. But after participating in the close to the public mediation for more than a year, she decided the deal was the least bad.
If we went back to court and lost, we'd lose everything. And I'm not talking money. We'd have three dumps in Berkshire County. We have everything that is in the river in Berkshire County.
Meaning, if a court battle ensued and the towns lost, all the PCB waste from the river could be dumped in the Berkshires. GE's original proposal was for three disposal sites in the county. Tonight, at Lee's town meeting, representatives will meet in a school auditorium, and registered voters in the gymnasium with audio and video communication between the two rooms. It's an arrangement designed to prevent the spread of COVID-19, but it means people already divided over a toxic waste site don't have the chance to all come together face to face. For New England Public Media, I'm Nancy Cohen.